Again, welcome. I'm Reverend Crystal Muldrow. Today's talk is I Welcome God's Free Gifts. I Welcome God's Free Gifts. This came about for several reasons. Because I've been wondering, I've been thinking to myself, how come in our world today, not only do we not give, but we have such a problem in receiving? I mean, how many of you can honestly say, I could do better in receiving? I know I can. And it came to me, especially after listening to Heather Dedell, who was my platform angel last week when she started talking about grace. And it was like, you know what? How many of us are willing to accept God's grace? Do we even really know what God's grace is? Because I think if we did, we would have no issues receiving any gifts from anyone. God's grace means, according to Charles Fillmore, God's will of good. It's God's favor. It's God's disposition to show mercy upon us all. And I believe that for most of us, when we listen to these words like grace, we think about our old-time religion, what we grew up with, our Christianity, our Catholicism, even in our Judaism. And yet grace is such a beautiful thing that is misunderstood. That if we truly, really understood it, how could we not accept anything that God would want to give us? I think it is the old-time religion. I think we've all grown up in this thing that says, our parents telling us, our teachers, our world telling us, that you can't get without giving. And that you have to be good to receive. And those people who receive without being good are just bad people. And we have no clue why they're receiving. They must be doing something crooked. And the reality is that God's grace is unbiased. No matter how good you are, no matter how bad you are, it comes to you freely. How can that be? Because God is unconditional love. And God's love has no parameters. God's want for you is abundant good, no matter what mistakes you have made. God, Charles Fillmore continued, as the great creative principle of the universe, will always meet us more than halfway. By becoming receptive to the grace of God, we receive the measure of God's provision, which exceeds any of our imaginings. You may, maybe the people who have because they expect to have. I remember reading somewhere that scientifically our brain only accepts what we think and what we feel. That's scientific. Charles Fillmore wrote that a long time ago. Actually, the Greek philosophers knew that a long time ago. That whatever we believe, whatever we can conceive and believe, we will achieve. And most of the people who are rich believe that they are rich because they are deserving of it. And that they will continue to be. Unlike most of us who were taught to be of a working class, that we had to work hard and then we would be appreciated. We'd have to do things so that we can get our good. And the reality is, in God's graces, all we need to do is say yes. All we need to do is say, yes, I will receive. Some of the things that God's grace does, though, is confounding to us, isn't it? Because we keep getting taught that this isn't so, that it can't be, that even in Catholicism, even in our Christian reality, that we still hold on to the fact that God will only give us when we do right by Him. I think even in unity, we still hold on to that concept. God will not destroy me. God will not have me in famine. God will not have me do this if I meet all of God's needs. And then we start moving forward and trying to do everything we think God wants us to do. And if things happen that are bad, then we believe, and this is ancient thinking that is cellular within us, then we believe that we must have done something wrong because God created this thing. That isn't what God does. What God does and God's purpose is to give to us no matter what. There's nothing that we need to do. I can tell you what we can't do about grace. We can't earn grace. We can't earn grace because grace doesn't need us to do anything to have it. We can't control it, for grace comes freely and automatically. And we don't have to deserve grace. That's what's confounding, isn't it? Can we wrap our heads around that greatness can come to us without us doing anything? How many of you can you truly say, I am willing to accept everything and know that I don't have to do anything for it? Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, but Rainey, you kind of went...
Am I willing to accept all of God's grace? Yeah, because I have direct experience of that grace.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I thought there would be more hands up.
I believe that most of us accept it when we need it. Do we accept it 100% freely all the time?
Well, what happens if God's grace comes upon you and you never asked for anything?
And that's God's grace. That happens all the time. That's every breath that we take. That's what Rini said. That's what I'm talking about. You know, there's a it's not a riddle or a joke. I guess it's a little story. I think most of us have heard it. And it's about a man who was in a shipwreck of some sort, found himself in the middle of the ocean. And he started praying to God, pleading with God, God, please save me. Please save me. I'm not ready to die. And a couple days went by, and lo and behold, a ship came by. And the ship came and threw him a life raft. And he said, thank you, no. God will save me. Have you heard this one? And people are pleading with him, take it, take it. And he's like, thank you, no. Life raft back up. God will save me, I know. So what is the ship people going to do? They cruise on. What was it next? It was three, but I can only remember two. Then there was a helicopter. Helicopter came by. Coming through, lowers a person, wants to save you. He goes, thank you, no. God, I believe that God is going to save me. And he fights them. He says, no, no, God will save me. And they roll back up and go away. Eventually, of course, the man dies. He goes to heaven. And he meets up with God. And he goes, God, I had so much faith in you. I trusted you that you would save me. And God says, well, what do you think I tried to do when I sent the ship and the helicopter to you? That's God's grace. That's God's grace. Whether you expect it or not, you don't have to ask for it. It comes freely. It comes any and all time. But I believe, and I'm not surprised, Rainey, that most of us didn't raise our hands because it is so hard for us as a civilization to receive. There's so many times in which we believe that people who receive, people who are down and out who receive are bad people, need to be kicked up and motivated. How many times do we believe that if we ask for anything that we have to get the money back immediately? Because it isn't good to ask and receive gifts and favors, except for on Christmas and our birthdays. And then that's expected because it's a special occasion. We have no problems receiving, most of us have no problems receiving on special occasions. But if someone walked up to you and gave you a $100 bill, your first thought, unless you were really in need, would probably be like, oh, thank you, no, I have money, you probably want to give it back. You probably go, well, I don't need this. Thank you, give it to someone else who is in more need. Does that sound familiar to most of us? When the reality is that that person was guided by God to give you that blessing. You don't have to know the reason why. You don't have to earn it. You might not even think you're deserving of it. And the only way you can control it is by refusing it. Well, this is the time now to start being open and receptive. What are the things that we need to do to accept grace? It was interesting that Roger picked that song. We need to surrender. Surrender ourselves to be open and receptive to all the blessings of God. Not be closed off to it. And expect, yes, I said the word expect, the big E word, expect that God's will of good is there for you at any time and in any way. You have to surrender to it. If you continue to be closed off to it, you will no longer see it. It isn't that God won't give it to you. God will constantly give you favor. God will constantly give you gifts. But the less you see it, the less you see it coming. The less you receive it, the less open you will be for it. And the harder it will be not only for you to receive it, but for you to see the fruits of God's good as being great for others to receive it. It is time for us to embrace God's grace. It is time for us to know that God's will of good is free and unlimited because God is not a person like us. God is an energy, an entity. God is love. God is everything behind the greatness of this world. God is the wave and the energy. God is the universe that is the machine that says, if you want that, this is what you need, this is what you will be supplied. It is just that simple. You have to have a feeling of greatness. You know, in the book, The Secret, it talks a lot about the secret being that you have to change your mind. And I love The Secret because it does something differently than what Fillmore does, who is really all about thinking, intellect. It's about having that feeling of good, having that feeling of greatness, and then being open and receptive in that feeling of knowing that God's will of good is there, ready for me, for anything that I need at any place and time, is what will continue to carry us through. And that it isn't just me. I am not just the one who is the special one, that we are all the special ones. That the miracles then not become miraculous because they become an everyday occurrence. That's what is meant to be. Lewis Smedes wrote, "Grace overcomes shame, not by overcoming an overlooked cache of excellence in ourselves, but simply by accepting us, the whole of us, with no regard to our beauty or our ugliness, our virtue or our vices. We are accepted wholesale, accepted with no possibility of being rejected, accepted once, accepted forever, accepted the ultimate depth of our being." Grace is out of our hands, and that's all right. It's time for us to stop trying to control everything, because our controlling of everything has gotten us into the spots that we are in right now. Truly, God's grace doesn't want us to live in the life that we are living now, individually or in the world, with wars, with the battles, with the polarities that are happening, both in mankind and in the earth. It is time for us now to realize that the good is unconditional. Because once we realize that God's good is unconditional, then we, too, can then act more like God and receive, not only receive, but give unconditional love and then give everyone else grace. For we are God. We are the hands, the feet, the love, the heart, the eyes, the mouth, the whole capacity of God. And once we realize that God's will of good not only floats within us, then that everything can expand, that there's nothing that we can lack. And once we remember that there's nothing that we can lack, then we remember that we also, too, can give freely to whomever needs. And that doesn't take away from us, but it only continues to give more to us because I am you and you are me. I know that when I was younger, if I saw a homeless person on the street with a sign, I just walked past. But as a bodhisattva monk, I came to realize that giving is the gift of love. It isn't for me to say whether this person is going, what they're going to do to it. It's up to me that if I have cash, money, to give to that person, if I have food to give to that person. Because it really isn't about them. It's about me. It's about me being the most godlike that I can be. Me giving gifts freely of love, of myself, of the things that I have. Giving God's grace. Beloveds, that is what we are here to do. God gives his gifts where he finds the vessel empty enough to receive them. What do we do to accept God's graces since we're having such a hard time? First, accept that you are accepted wholeheartedly. No matter what the verses or the vices or how beautiful you think you are or how ugly the things that you've done or who you are accepted. Practice receiving, receiving objects, receiving love, receiving help. If you're getting up and someone offers you a hand, say thank you. If someone is passing around candy, say thank you. If you find a dollar bill whisking along on the ground, say thank you. If you find a penny, if you recognize something that is coming to you or someone is coming to you, say thank you and accept it, knowing that you are worthy and deserving of everything that is coming to you. Notice when presence and presence come to you without your effort. For the more we notice it, the more it will come to us. God's grace is free. Rini was correct. 1,000% God's grace comes to you. Are you courageous enough now to accept it? Are you open enough to say that I am worthy and deserving to receive all of God's good and then do it? Are you willing to surrender yourself to the love of God? Are you willing to be open at depth, to be used by this presence of God for God's will of good, for God's gifts, so that you are gifted? I hope you are, because the more you give, the more you receive, the more then you will be able to allow everyone else that same gift of God. The next step would be then to be happy for your fellow person when you see them receiving something. Instead of being in the world of haves and have-nots, we will soon see that everyone has, that God's will of good wants us all to have to our level of receiving. So this week, start a practice of seeing God's gift come to you, waking up and saying, I'm open to God's gifts, and seeing where you accept them and where you decline them. And I think you would be quite surprised how many gifts come to you that you decline. Start with the practice of saying yes. Now, of course, there are some gifts. There are some gifts that just aren't good. Don't receive those gifts. Only the gifts that you know that are from God and God's good. Say yes. Our world is so used to saying no. Say yes. Let's say yes together. Yes. I only heard one. I heard one strong yes with excitement. Thank you. Let's say it with that excitement of, yeah, that, yeah, God has great things for me. I'm willing to accept it. Are you willing to accept it?
Yes.
Can you feel it? Can you feel the energy of God just wanting to give you greatness? Can you feel it?
Yes.
Your birthday's coming up.
Oh, yes. Yeah, but I think you had more behind that, too. Yes. Just continue to move forward in your life and say yes. When you wake up, say yes, God, this is going to be a great day. You know, a lot of times, again, it's about that feeling. There's a report that says, you know, when you start off the day, like say you stub your toe, and it just kind of continues because you stub your toe, and you go, oh my God, this is the sort of day I'm going to have. And you give up God's graces instead of shrugging it off and say, I'm not going to allow that to be my day. So if we wake up and something happens, we're not going to say, oh, wow, hoy vey, I see what kind of day I'm going to have. No, you go, okay, this is not the kind of day I'm going to have. Yes, I'm going to have a great day. No matter how stormy, no matter the snow, if it's snow on the ground, go, yes, I can stay home because I don't have to go to work. Look, find the joy and the grace in everything, in the extras. I mean, I am so blessed, and I'm sure you are as well, that people give you little gifts, and you don't know why. I'm at a restaurant. The chef wanted to give you this just to try it. Say yes and thank you. Yes, that giggle. When we were a child, we said yes all the time. Go back to that little youth. Don't go back to the terrible twos or the terrible threes. But go back to that glee where someone gave you something and your eyes popped out. And you were happy because someone recognized that you were a child filled with God's grace. No matter where it comes from, who it's coming from, expect God's grace and say yes. And if you need some help in getting to that, I'll read today's affirmation. Why don't you sit back and listen to it, and then we'll say it together. I trust God to provide all that I need to be happy. Everything comes at the right time and in the right way. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. And the way Lois, amen to that. I like that. Amen to that one. So let's say that together. I trust God to provide all that I need to be happy. Everything comes at the right time and in the right way. And so it is. Amen.